Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is one of the top experts on the planet on social media and how to make sure that you and I and our small businesses get the most out of our social media strategy. And full disclosure, she's my social media guru as well. And she's our good friend. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, Kathy, you know, as a talk show host, I often say, uh-huh, and yeah, and nod my head when somebody asks me if I know something just because I want people to think I'm smarter than I am, right? But I've given up on that strategy with social media. So
lots of changes all the time.
So every time I turn around, there's a new little thing popping up that's adding another little dimension to social media. And should I feel deficient because I don't know what every one of these is? Or
no, not at all.
I mean,
nobody can know them all.
I mean, nope, even the kids don't know all of them, do they?
No. And, you know, I think that we as business owners have to look at what's going to help my business and not be worried about every
right.
little
And when you hear of one that you don't know about, don't feel like there's something wrong with you because you haven't already figured it out yet.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what's exciting, this is a whole new field of, you know, new tools and new apps that are coming out
mm-hmm.
to help businesses with connecting directly to their customers.
Right.
And really, you know, we didn't have the ease of doing that in the past, and now it's becoming so much easier with the new live streaming and the video chat in a way that we weren't able to communicate before.
Right.
And so it's an exciting new frontier, and it's really putting a run for the money, I believe, on some older tools and technology which have been difficult to
How about use. Industries? Never mind the tools and technology. How about industries? See, what you're describing,
Absolutely.
What you're describing, in my opinion, is something I started writing about right after 9/11, right after 9/11 when we got attacked. I started writing about this. I started pointing out that when what you're about to describe becomes ubiquitous, business travel that industry will take a hit.
Well, everything does take a hit when new, we'll call it disruptive technology comes in.
So tell us
what this is. You know, it's been around.
That's what it is.
You know, like Google Hangouts. Really, I'm talking particularly about tools like Blab and Periscope. And, you know,
Blab? Does the talk radio industry know they've taken our word?
You know, I don't know why they name it what they name it, but Blab, BLAB.IM.
I thought we owned that. I thought talk radio owned the Blab word.
Well, I don't know. It's just that's what they named the site. And the thing is that this is going to be a big run for the money for Google Hangouts, for example.
Mm-hmm. Who owns Blab? Who are they? Is it a startup?
I really didn't find out a lot about their.
Is it just a startup?
Yes, it is in beta, and it is working with Twitter, your Twitter account. So you log in with your Twitter account.
Yeah.
So the nice thing about that is, for those who have a lot of followers in Twitter, it's going to be easy for you to utilize a tool like that. And that's similar.
How does it work? How does Blab work?
So,
what would be an application, for example?
Go ahead. Say that again.
What would be an application?
Okay. So say you want to do a video chat simultaneously with an audience. You can have up to four people on the screen at the same time talking, and then you can have an audience watching and commenting, and they can instantly switch places with the four people. So you can, as a moderator, invite other people to be participants in the conversation.
I'll be darned.
And then, you know, and this is something that lets you use it. You can use it or, you know, lots of different types of applications.
How do people find out about Blab? Just go to blab.com? Is that
Blab.im.
Blab.im.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, so check that out.
They could just do a Google search on Blab.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about this and another topic like this, connected to it. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.